a raid by Klali, as it pertains to the sugyas of Oisai Ve'espinai. So, the Mishnah, in the beginning of the parak, after it introduced the basic idea of Oisai Ve'espinai, said Ketzar. Ketzar, how does Oisai Ve'espinai play itself? And the Mishnah went and gave 12 different scenarios, juggling cases where the animals were chulin, kachin, where the shechitas happened, bifnim, meaning in the azara, or outside of the azara, and what the halacha would be in each one of these cases. The first of the 12 cases was the most obvious and the simplest. Mishnah said, Ketzad, hashoichet oisei ve'espenoi chulin bachotz, in the event that both of these animals were chulin, and both shechitas took place bachotz, so the halacha is shneim, Sherim, both of these animals are going to be kosher, meaning you'll be allowed to eat the meat of these animals. Vasheni soivig asarba. And as it relates to the second one, you're going to be soivig asarba. This is the classic case of Oisav Espinoi as it relates to Chulin. Very, very straightforward. This is not in Yerushalayim. It's not Bizman Shavesa Mikdash Yakayim. It's in the Zman of the Chorban. Somebody goes and he shechts two animals that are chulin. You want to eat the meat of the animal, you're allowed to eat the meat of the animal. However, the second person who did the Maisa Aveira, he's going to get Malkus for what it is that he did. Rashi in the Mishnah, Dibra Maschel Shneim Ksheirim, says, Mishum Debay Lemisna Seifa Shneim Psul. Being that in the course of the Mishnah is going to mention, in the other 11 cases, times where if you shecht an animal in a scenario of Oisei Ve'espinoi, the meat of the animal is going to be pasul. So it's for that reason, but Derech Agav, we mentioned in the first case Shneim Ksheirim. In other words, Rashi was bothered. Why does the Mishnah say, Hashoichet Oisev Esbenoi Chulin Bachot Shneim Ksheirim? Why would you think they're not kosher? What would be a Siba to say it's not kosher? Of course the meat is kosher. It's true the second person was over in Aveira. He was over Oisev Esbenoi. But why would you think that the meat should be suddenly Aser Ba'achila? So Rashi, there's no reason in the world that you would think it. There is no Havamina at all to even suggest something like this. If that's the case, why did the Mishnah say Shneim Ksheirim? The reason the Mishnah says Shneim Ksheirim is because the Mishnah is going to mention a lot of cases where the meat is going to be pasul. We did Shechitas Chutz, we Yishechted Chulim Bifnim. There's going to be a lot of cases where there's going to be psul. So Agav, we're going to mention cases where the meat is going to be pasul. So we mention over here, we state the obvious that this meat is going to be kosher. Tosfos on Daf Pei Amud Aleph, which is really shayach to the Mishnah, but Tosfos on Daf Pei Amud Aleph brings Rashi, and Tosfos says, I respectfully disagree. The reason the Mishnah said, Chulim Bachut Shneim Ksheirim, so kedaita, because I could have had a Havamina, the Mifsel Sheini, that maybe the second one should be possible, Mishum Lo Yisoychal Kol Toyeva, Kedoama Beperikol Abasa, the Kaman Daf Kuftes Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara Daf Kuftes Vav Amud Aleph brings a drasha from a pasuk in Dvarim Yud Dalet Gimel that says Lo Yisoychal Kol Toyeva, and we learn from there that anything that was noitzer, any bosser that came about beiser, dalach is you're not allowed to eat. If that's the case, Zok Tosfos, it's partially why the Mishnah has said Shneim Ksheirim, because we're bavarning that for whatever reason that lav of Lo Yisoychal Kol Toyeva doesn't apply, and therefore the meat is going to be kosher. So Zok Tosfos that Rashi said Shneim Ksheirim, there's no chiddush. It's all mentioned b'derech agav. I disagree. There is a chiddush. The chiddush is the sheni, the solka daitach, the mifsel sheni, because you were over the isra oisei v'esbenoi when you shechted the sheni, kamash malon, that you're not going to be over the isra. Now, even according to Tosfos, this is something that's being mentioned in Derech Agav, because the Mishnah says shneim ksheirim. So, the second one is a chiddush, that you don't say loisoich al kol teiva, but al koponim, once I needed to say that the second one is kosher, so I'm going to say only the sheni is kosher, that's not true. The first one's also kosher. So it's for that reason, the Mishnah went ahead, and the Mishnah said shneim ksheirim. In Chedushi Reb Kiva Eger, so there's a Haggah that it says on the bottom is Mitalmid Echot. It was written by one of the Talmud Reb Kiva Eger, and he brings, printed in Chedushi Reb Kiva Eger over here, Chulin Daf Ayin Chesem Aleph, that he heard from his Rebbe a different Mahalach to explain what the Chiddush is, why you would have thought that if somebody shechts Oisoi Ve'espinoi, maybe the halacha is it shouldn't be okay. And it's based on a well-known sugi in Shas, in the first parak in Masechtas Tmura, it's a machlokes Abaye V'Rava. I kol milsa da'ovid rachmano loy savid. I ovid mahani, or I ovid loy mahani. This is a machlokes Abaye V'Rava, like The machloikis yeshaloi midas have yeshaloi have yesh is a machloikis abayi for Rava. This is a global machloikis which comes up in the world of raid, literally in Kala Torah Kula. Anytime the Torah says you're not allowed to do something, if you go ahead and you do it anyways, yavid mahani or yavid loy mahani. So Reb Kiveger said that Rashi and Tosfos are both muching. What's the chiddush of the Mishnah that if somebody shechts oisav es benoi shneim bachutz talach is shneim ksherim? It's poshet that it's kosher. So Reb Kiveger, it's not poshet. Because the second person that went ahead and he shechted, he was over in Issa Deiraisa of Oisei Vespenoi Leisa Shechatu B'yei Mechot. So I would have thought that Kol Milsa D'Amar Achmano Leisavidi Yovid Loi Mahani, the Torah would say the Shechit is not a kosher Shechita. Kamash Malon Shneim Ksherim, that it's going to be kosher. Now there's a longer version of this Reb Kiveger, which ties into Reid that we spoke about in the beginning of the Masechta and Daf Yudal Ramad Aleph, Hashechit B'Shabbos Afapish Shechitasi Kshera Harezim Eschai Benavsha, and the Velts Kasha, why don't you say Yovid Loi Mahani? Reb Kiveger is mafalful on this. It's a very geschmack Reb Kiveger in light of raid that we spoke about in this chabur already. Iron chump. But the bottom line is Reb Kiveger says a second mahalach to explain why it is that you would think that maybe if someone's over oisav es benoi, the shechita should be a shechita psula. It's based on the shas sugya of kol milsa d'amar achmano leisavid i'avid loy mahani. In other words, Rashi said shneim ksherim, the whole thing was mentioned with Derech Agav. Tosfos and Reb Kiveger are both being megalotas. No, could be it's not so agavdik. Could be there's a chiddush in the shechita of the second animal that you would have thought maybe the pasuk is going to be pasul. Tosfos said based on a gemara in kuftes vav amar aleph, it's a lav in the Torah loisoichal kol teyeva. Kiveger said based on the shas of kol misal dam rachmanu loy savid he avid loy mahani. Stating that, if you take a look at the Rambam, and the Rambam is right in the beginning of Perik Yud Beis of Hilchas Shechita. That's where the Rambam discusses the laws of oisei vespinoi. Hashoychet oisei vespinoi biyoy mechad. If somebody shechts oisei vespinoi biyoy mechad, the basa is going to be muta b'achila. Vashoychet loike shenema oisei vespinoi loisei shchatu biyoy mechad. Ve'inei loike elo al shchita sa'achrein. It's only the second person that gets malchus. V'chulei v'chulei v'chulei. The Torah in Simen Tez Zayin brings l'shoyne yazov shal haramba. And the Bach in his Agah on the Torah says that from the way the Rambam presented the halacha, it sounds a little bit like the Rambam held that there's a chiddush in the fact that if someone shechts oisei vespinoi, the mutter or the basar is going to be mutter b'achil. Now says the Bach, I know Rashi, Tosfos already discussed this, but from the dakus haloshen of the Rambam, I think I see a little bit more. Because the Rambam says, ha-shoichit oisei vespinoi b'yoy mechad, habasam mutabachila. The Rambam doesn't say the basar of the sheni is mutabachila. The Rambam says habasam mutabachila. It sounds like all of the basar. Side the rishon, side the sheni. And it sounds a little bit, says the Bach, that the Rambam holds that there's some chiddush over here that I need to tell you, that not only is the basar of the sheni going to be mutabachila, but the basar of the rishon is also going to be mutabachila. And says the Bach, to me this is a tmir gedayla. In other words, we spoke out that Rashi was mefarish in the Mishnah. There's no chiddush at all in the fact that if somebody shechts oisev es benoi, unless there was shchutei chutz or shchitas pnim, that the boss can be mutar b'achila. Why would you think it's also b'achila? And even though the Mishnah said shneim ksherim, was only mentioned by Derech Agav. Even Tosfos that went ahead and Tosfos said no, there's a chiddush. Tosfos said the chiddush is shchitas asheni. That is l'shoyni azov shal Tosfos. But that there should be a chiddush that the boss of the rishon. And by the way, even Reb Kiveger's time of Kol Milsa D'Amar Achmano Leisavid Yavad Lamiyan, that's all in the Sheni, where you are over the Isser. But the Rishon, which was done behetet, there's no Chiddush in the world that should somehow be also that I would need to tell you it's Mutter. The Bach saw in the Rambam, very subtle, that the Rambam says, Habosam Mutter Bachilo. He didn't say the Basar Hasheni. He said the Basar is Mutter Bachilo, which sounds like all the Basars mean Mutter Bachilo. And the Bach wonders out loud, is the Rambam trying to tell me that there's a Chiddush saying the Basar of the Rishon inside the Basar of the Sheni? L'maisa the Bach says it's mistaber that this is not a diyuk, and the Rambam is probably just quoting the Lashon HaMishnah Kedarkei Bakodesh, and the Torah is quoting the Lashon HaRambam. Everyone's just quoting everybody, but the Torah is quoting the Rambam, who's quoting Rabbi Yudah Nasi. So the bottom line is, it could be there isn't such a diyuk to be had, and whatever Pshat in the Mishnah is, that's going to be Pshat in the Rambam. But l'maisa the Bach mutches a little bit. It sounds like a Basar mutter in the Bach's Havana of how the Rambam should have presented this halacha. He felt that there was a little bit of a diyuk here, and if that's the case, it's definitely something worth exploring a little bit. Is there a tzad to say that I could have had a havamina, that in the world of Oisnei Vesbenoi, not only the basar of the second animal that I shechted should be mutter, but maybe there's even a chiddish that the basar of the first one is mutter as well. So I saw in the Sefer Mishnas Maseches Chulin, that's from Agoyin, Rabbi Somer Garbuz, and this is in Perek Lamed. He has a whole perek on the lumdis of understanding Oisoy Ve'esbenoi, and as he speaks out there, it's Yitochin, that once you come to understanding a little better the lumdis, how Oisoy Ve'esbenoi works, it would be a little bit of a pshat in the Bachstik, in the Rambam, and really a completely new, albeit simple havana, in this love of Oisoy Ve'esbenoi Lois Eshchatu Be'emech. Yesh Lachkar, as it relates to the love of Oisoy Ve'esbenoi, what is the cheftza, using that word very, very specifically, of the Isser? Is the cheftza of the Isser that when you shech the mother, now the Torah says the child becomes a chaticha di surah, or when you shech the child, now the mother becomes the chaticha di surah, as if to say that when a person is over, Oisoy Ve'esbenoi Lois Eshchatu Be'emechot, the guf ha-Isser is shechting the child. After you shechted the mother, obviously. The good for Isser is shechting the mother. After you shechted the child. Oye Shloimar, the cheftza of the Isser, Oisoy Ve'esbenoi, Zeshchat Be'emechot is, don't shech the mother and the child. It just so happens that if you only shech the mother, then it's not in play yet to have the Isser. Or if you did shech the mother, then it's not in play yet to say, don't shech this, because I'm allowed to shech this. It's only once I shech this that I'm not allowed to shech that. But the point is that when somebody goes ahead and shechs Oisoy Ve'esbenoi, the iser that he did was not just that he shechted benoi. The iser that he did was that he shechted Oisoy Ve'esbenoi. What's the iser? The iser is shechitas benoi noch Oisoy? Or the iser is shechitas Oisoy Ve'esbenoi? It plays itself out the same way. It's only a shailon lomdis. It plays itself out that after you shecht Oisoy, you're not allowed to shecht benoi. And by the way, only the person that shechts benoi is going to get malchus. We're not debating that. But the question is, what is the gufa iser? What's the cheftz of this? What's the gather of the iser? Pick your cliche, pick your cinema. What is the iser? The iser is shechitas benoi la'achas shechitas Oisoy, or the iser is shechitas Oisoy Ve'esbenoi? The truth is, from the pshutai shomikro, the pasuk, it sounds a little bit like the iser is, don't shecht Oisoy Ve'esbenoi. Oisoy Ve'esbenoi, lois eshchatu be'yamechad. It doesn't say, don't shecht benoi after you shecht. The gufa iser, the proverbial loisoychal chazer is oisoy vespenoi loisoychatu beyamechad, which sounds like oisoy is included, part and parcel of the chefts of the iser, in as much as benoi is included and is part and parcel of the iser. Oh, but this is lechayra, a very basic hakira hayudua in the world of oisoy vespenoi. Is the gufa iser not to shech benoi after you shechted oisoy, or is the gufa iser not to shech oisoy vespenoi? So Rabbi Samar Garbuz said, I'll bring you kama v'kama rayas that the guf ha-isser is not just not to shech benoi after you shechted oisoy, but that the guf ha-isser is not to shecht oisoy ves benoi. Just mention a few. In the sugyetz mavur, that the Gemara needed a pasuk to teach me that the isser oisoy ves benoi is true, loishna if the same person shechted oisoy ves benoi, and loishna if one person shechted oisoy and another person shechted benoi. Freaked. Rabbi Yisomer Garbuz, L'chayr b'muschur rishin, what's pash p'shan that havamina? Why would you think that the only time there's an isner to shecht oisay ves benoi is if I shechted oisay, now I'm not allowed to shecht benoi. But if you shechted oisay, I'm allowed to shecht benoi. What's pash p'shan? L'chayr, the isner oisay ves benoi is that once oisay was shechted, now benoi becomes a cheftz of isner. So nobody should be allowed to shecht it. If you go into the time of the kra of the Ramban, Spirit Shalateira, and the Rambam and the Meira, again, there's no havana. What should be the chilek, whether one person shechted both or if two people shechted both? But if you're going to tell me that the chefs of the iser is oisoy vespenoi loy sishchatu b'yaymechad, that one person's not allowed to go ahead, and that you're not allowed to go ahead and shecht oisoy vespenoi, so then there's makom to say that the only time this iser is going to be true is if I, one person, did the whole avera. Because if Ruvein eats a chatzi zayis of chazer and Shimon eats a chatzi zayis of chazer, it's not mitzarev to an iser. So it's poshut, there would have been a havamina that you need one person to go ahead and shecht oisoy vespenoi. But if two people are going to shecht oisoy vespenoi, there's going to be no way in the world. There's going to be no way in the world to go ahead and make us at starfish. From the fact that we need a limud to tell me that the only that there's an isra oisay that's benoy, even if one person shechted oisay and the other person shechted benoy, that's a raya l'chayra, a very stark anitiya to the tzad, that the isra oisay that's benoy is sai oisay and sai benoy. Therefore, you would have thought that one person has to do the complete isra. But if one person would shecht oisay and the other person would shecht benoy, each person is doing a halb b'maisa, a half plus a half, in this world is not going to be mitzarf to a whole. A second raya, or a second ha'ara. There's a big discussion in the Achroinim. If somebody goes and he shechts oisoy ves benoy bevas achas, is he going to be chayev for the isa oisoy ves benoy or not? The two shechitas happen vas achas. Are you chayev or you're not chayev? The Tfuah Shor and Siman Tazayim brings a raya from a Rambam that we spoke a lot about last week. The Rambam in Perik Yud Beis of Hilchas Shechita, that's where the sugis of Oisav Espenara, Halacha Yud. But the Rambam says, Mutta Lishchayt Behema Muberes. Why? Because Uber is Ever Me'imai. It's afraid to Tfuah Shor. If you're going to tell me that it's Asr Teshecht, or that there's no problem of Oisav Espenoi when the Shechita happens with Asachas, so why did Rambam even have to bavarn that it's Mutta Teshecht Behema Muberes? And he's coming to be Mechadish, you don't have to worry about this Oisav Espenoi. L'chayr, when you Shecht the mother, that is the Shechita on the Uber. So it's one Ma'isa Shechita. So it's Muchach said the Tfuah Shor, that as it relates to Isra Oisav Espenoi, it's true whether it happened Vasachas or it happened Bezeachazah. Zogin the G'dayli Achroinim, that L'chura, Bishloima, if you're going to tell me, that the Isra of Oisav Espenoi is don't Shecht Oisav and Benoi, meaning Oisav is part and parcel of the Isra, just like Benoi is. So it makes sense. Mali if I did it Bezeachazah, Mali if I did it Bezeachaz. But if Oisav is really not Nichlal in the Isra is to Shecht Benoi after you shechted oisai. If I shechted bevas achas, benoi never became a chaticha d'isura. When did it become a chefz of isra that I should be over now? It only becomes a chefz of isra after I shecht oisai. I shechted oisai and benoi bevas achas. Now the truth is, this is really totally in a sugya of kol sheyeshnoi bezeach arzeh. Right, this would be a good example of that, because I wouldn't be able to shecht one after the other. So if that's the case, it could be afilu b'vasachaseinu. But can you do it? There's a big Reb Chaim on this. It's not poshint that you always say kol she'enu b'zeachaseh afilu b'vasachaseinu. So the fum riata, from the fact that you see that for sure is grace raya from the Rambam Ashoichem Uberes, that the halacha is that if you're going to go ahead and you're going to shecht. The Oisav Espenoi Bevas Achas, it would be included in Oisav Espenoi, it's probably because the Isser is Sai on the Oisav, Sai on the Benoi. It's not that it's only the Benoi becomes us and that the Benoi becomes us La Achas Shchitas Oisav. So for that reason, Mali if it was Bezachazah, Mali if it was Bevas Achas. There's another Raya, Gedoyla, that the Gedoyla Achrenim bring, and that's from today's Daf. Today's Daf, the whole second half of the Daf, the fun part of today's daf, discuss Shita Sumchas in the Mishnah. Shita Sumchas in the Mishnah, which Rashi says is really Pamayim Bahava, but we'll mention the second mention of Sumchas in the Mishnah, in the event that somebody went ahead and shechted a grandmother, and then a granddaughter, and then afterwards went ahead and shechted the mother. So according to the Chachamim, you only like Arban. According to Sumchas, you're going to be like Ishmael. The Gemara had a tzad, a very stark tzad. In fact, it's Shita's Rav Yosef in the Sugya, that the yisoid of Shita Sumchas is, it's because Sumchas holds Achal Shnei Zeisei Chelev Behele Mechot Yichayev Shtayim. So that although in the case of the Mishnah there was only one Hasra, but at the same time it's no different than one Hasra and you ate two Kezaisim of Chelev, where the Halach is that you're going to be Chayev. Freit Rabbal Chanan, Freit Rab Shloim Haimen, Freigin the G'doyle G'doyle Arosh Yeshivas. They all ask Mamish Keish Echad Belev Echad, Behelem Echad, they all ask the same kasha. And that is, I don't understand Poshup Shad in the Gemara Sushtel. Achal Shnei Zeisei Chelev Behelem Echad to the Halach of Oisei Vesbenoi. In the case where a person ate two Zeisei, again, this goes to the core of understanding a little bit of the lumdus of today's daf. If somebody eats two Zeisim Behelem Echad, or if somebody would eat two Zeisim and it was done with one Hasra, he did two Averus. He did two Averis. He ate this Kezias. He ate that Kezias. There were two Heftses of Averis that he did. Being that there's two chefts of averus that he did, there's makom to say you should get malchus twice. The kash is there was one hasra. Good. Achal shnei zei say chaylev. Behele mechon yichayev shtayim. But there are two averus. What are the two averus? I ate this kezayis. I ate that kezayis. In the case of Oisai Vez Benoi, in Sumchis's case, you shechted one behemo. How were you chayev malchus twice for shechting one behemo? There's one chefts of isur that you did. You shechted one behemo. There's two sibbers. That's like very falandavit. Mechatesi. The Gemara comes with a fun riyata with this massive tsushta. So, you know, Pshan and Sumchas is, Achal shnei zei sei chelev behelem echad yichayv shtayim. Mechatesa, that's a tsushta. Mechatesa, that's a tsushta. Over there, you ate two kezesim of chelev. Over here, all you did was you shechted one animal. Abzog in the Rosh Hashivas, that's true if the heftza of the Isra of Oisai Ves Benoi is, it's just the second animal that you shechted. So if that is what the heftza of the Isra is, I shechted one animal. One animal. I hear it's a good aura. How can I be chayiv two malchus, one animal? Either with two asrois, who cares? I still shechted one animal. But here alum this. If the way Oisai Ves Benoi works is that when I shecht Benoi, kum tois, Oisai Ves Benoi was the iser, and it gloy milsa that when I shechted Oisai, I also did an Aveiro. That's part and parcel of the Gufa Aveiro. Then it's poshet to tzushtel. Because when I go ahead and I shecht the mother, so it comes out, I'm doing two sets of Aveiros now. Now with Gloy Milsa, the Baba and the mother was an Aveira. And now with Gloy Milsa, that the mother and the Enoka was an Aveira. Where it's how the two Cheftzes of Averis is in the Gloy Milsa of Afreya, then now the grandmother and the granddaughter were also Maisa Averis. If, however, nothing is being Chal in the grandmother and the granddaughter, then not included in the Cheftz of the Isser. So all I did was one Shechita on the mother. One Shechita on the mother is less than Ochal Shnei Seisei Chelev. Over there, at least I ate two Kezayisim of Chelev. Over here, I didn't even need two Kezayisim of Chelev. And the truth is, just from the Gemara's Sushtal, that the Gemara calls it Gufa Mechlokim. Right? The Gemara had a tzad throughout the sugyo that is an element of Gufa Mechlokim. So Rashi says it's two sibas of Isser. But the fia now, the Gufa Mechlokim is much sharper. It's not just two sibas. Oh, this mother is Aser mitzad the shechita of the grandmother and Aser mitzad the shechita of the granddaughter. When you shecht this mother, now there's a Gufa Isser of grandmother, mother, and there's a Gufa Isser of mother and granddaughter. It's actually Chal in Gufa Mechlokim. It's not just two Sibas. That's what Rashi learns the Sugya. It's more than two Sibas. It's actually Chal. But the bottom line is this Havana of that the Gufa Isner is not only in the Benoi, but it's also in the Oisnoi. This is the Hanochas Evan Apin of understanding the Lamdas a lot better. Zog in the Gedoyle Rosh Hashivas over here in today's Staff and Chulun Dapay Beis Amid Beis. Another Meir de Garaya. The Chasam Sofer, right here in the Sugya, on Daf Pei Beis, he asks a bomb kasha. He asks, that why is it? Mishnah said that if somebody would go ahead and somebody would shecht the grandmother and then the granddaughter and then he would shecht the mother. So what's the halacha? The halacha is that according to the Chachamim, you're only going to be chayev arba'im, but according to Sumchis, you're going to be chayev shmein. Freit the hilgich Chasam Sofer. L'chayra, why don't we say ein iser chal al iser on the second iser? Bam kash. When you shechted the grandmother first, the daughter became aser. There's an iser deiraisa of oisai ves benoi lois neshchatu b'yaymechad. Now you're going to go ahead. You're going to shech the granddaughter. So what do you want? That the mother should be aser because oisai ves benoi is neshchatu b'yaymechad. It's already aser because of oisai ves benoi is neshchatu b'yaymechad. Fake the hilgich Chasam Sofer. It's ein iser chal al iser. And he mutches does the Chasam Sofer right here in the sugya with this kasha in Chedusha Reb Shloima. In the back, so there's a whole list of Ksovim V'tshuvas. In Ksovim V'tshuvas in Simon Lamed Aleph. So he brings a teretz that he heard from the Afikeyam's son. To this kasha. The Afikeyam asks this kasha, and the Tal Mechaber of the famous Litvish Sefer, Afikeyam, his son wrote a Haggah on his father's Sefer, and who was Mechaber to the Chasam Sofer's kasha, one who said, in the Sechal Alisser, and he said, Meirdik. He said, Bishloim, if you're going to tell me, that the way Oisai Ves Benoi works is, the Isser is only on the Benoi. That's what the Torah is telling you don't do. If you shecht Oisai, now don't go ahead and shecht Benoi. The Gufa Isser is the Shechita Saben. So then, it's a Merit Akasha. The Shechita Saben became Osner when you shechted the Baba. So how's it becoming Osner again when you went ahead and you shechted the Enochel? But if the Isser Meikar was Oisai Ves Benoi, that don't go ahead and shecht Oisai Ves Benoi, the Isser Benoi was not Nischa Kaddish after you shechted the mother. When you woke up in the morning, there was an iser, don't shech this Oisav Es Benoi, and don't shech that Oisav Es Benoi. There was no one iser that was chal before the other iser, as mazon zog, and yet, ain't iser chal al iser. If the iser is only not to shech Benoi, that iser's first chal after you shecht Oisav. But if the iser is on Oisav and on Benoi, when's that iser chal? When you have an Oisav Es Benoi, that second, when this behemoth was Noi little Mazel Tov, at that point, it was Chal V'Issa, Oisav Es Benoi. Doesn't pass now to go ahead and to say, Ein Issa Chal V'Issa. The bottom line is, if you go through in this Sefer Mishnas, Masech Teschulin, from Rabbi Samar Garbush Shlita, he brings Kama V'Kama Rais, this is all from Gedolei HaRosh Yeshivas, where they all named on this Tzad. And that is that the Issa Oisav Es Benoi, like the Pshutei Shal Mikra, it's not that after you Shecht Oisav, now it's Chal Issa, don't Shecht. No, the Issa is don't Shecht Oisav Es Benoi. And really, the Issa is on Oisav in as much as it's Benoi. Now, in the world of how the Einish, how the Malkus plays itself out, it's only the second one that gets Malkus. Like the Rambam says, Hashoichet Oisav Es Benoi B'yay Mechad, when it comes to the Malkus, it's only the Shechitas Achren that's going to get Malkus. But as it relates to the Gufa Isser, the Gufa Isser is true for the Rishon, the Gufa Isser is true for the Sheni as well. But the bottom line is, Lefize Yesh Loimer. The Mishnah said that if somebody Shechts Chulin Bachutz, Rashi says, Chulin Bachutz Shneim Ksheirim, it's Pshita. It's Agav, the rest of the Mishnah, where you're going to have a bunch of cases where there's going to be Psul. So that's why we mentioned over here Shneim Ksheirim. Tosfos says, no, you don't have to say that. There's a Chiddush. The Chiddush is that the Sheni is Kosher. Why would you have thought the Sheni is Pasul? It's because you would have thought that maybe Loisoichal Kol Toyeva, so Kamash Malon, that you're not going to have an Issa. Now the first one, and the Chinami, that's only mentioned B'derech Ad. But we mentioned that the Bach was Medayik in the Loshen of the Rambam, Hashoichet Oisav Es Benoi B'yay Mechad Abasam Mut, it's Mashma, side the boss of the Sheni, side the boss of the Rishon. And the Bach Mutches in the Rambam. What's the Chiddush in the Rishon? Tosfos was Megalitas, what the Chiddush in the Sheni might be. Oh, but what's the Chiddush in the Rishon? Zok Rabbi Samar Garbush Shlita, that Yesh Loim, that we mentioned earlier, Rabbi Kiva Eger. Where Rabbi Kiva Eger said that could be, you could say, a Numahalach of why there's a Chiddush over Yeshneim Ksherim. Because so could I the Chamina come Bilsa Domer Achmad Oloi Savari Ovid Loi Mahani. Come Ashmon, that even though you're over this Oisav Es Benoi still, that Loch is it's going to be good. And if you're going to nemon in Londis that the Isser of Oisav Es Benoi after you shech the Sheni is not only on the Sheni, it's on the Rishon also, the Sheni is the only one that's loika. But as it relates to the Isser sign the Rishon, sign the Sheni, then there's mokim to say that if you would hold kol milsa domer achmad alei savri yavad lei mahani, once you shech the Sheni, even the Basar of the Rishon should be Aser. Because the yavad lei mahani is true for anything that's included in the Gufa Isser. And the Gufa Isser is true for the Rishon, and it's true for the Sheni as well. Kamash Malon the Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah Shneim Ksherim. Not only the Sheni is kosher, the Rishon is kosher. They're all kosher. Why would you have thought the Rishon and the Sheni are both possible? Because I would have thought Kol Misud Amar Achmad Alei Sabri Yavad Alei Mahani. And that's what the Rama was coming to say. Hashoichet Oisei Ves B'nai B'yay Mechad Habatom Basam Mutab Achila. Even though Sai the Oisei and Sai the B'nai are included in the Gufa Isser, what the Torah said, Oisei Ves B'nai Sashchat B'yay Mechad. So both of them were in violation now. Now, Vada, all the Oinshim are only on the Sheni because you can't punish the guy when he did the Rishon. It was a Halba Maisa. Can't get punished for the Halba Maisa. Oh, but Gloy Milsalem Afreya, that Oisoy was part of this Oisoy Vespinoy Lois Nishchat B'yay Mechot. And if that's the case, I would have thought maybe it should be Pasol, Kamash Molon, that for whatever reason we don't say Kol Milsalem Rachmad Lois Abri Avilay Mahani, that's the Chiddush Neim Ksherim, Sai Shneim Ksherim. The Sheni, Zayishneim Ksherim, the Rishon, based on Reb Kiva Eger's Teretz B'Shem Talmud Echad, and taking the one Tzad that seems to be the Ikr Tzad in the Rosh Hashivas as relates to the Chakira HaYadua in the Sugya of Oisav Es Benoi.